live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's David Bowie and Fashion on Cambridge 105 Radio. I don't need much excuse to play David Bowie, to be honest, but that's a very good excuse because we have some of the team from the Refashion and Fizz event, which is taking place the 23rd and 24th of March at the Grand Arcade in one of the pop-up areas, which they'll tell us all about. Hello to you all.
Morning. Good afternoon, morning. Isn't it? Afternoon.
Well, yes, it is. It is. Yeah, I know. As I said someone the other day. No, I said the other day, it's like a witching hour between like now and 2 o'clock. No one really knows, but it's morning and afternoon. But, you know, we can take it, whatever it is. Now, I'm very excited about this. As Jane, you've done these before, haven't you? I think it was about this time last year. Did you do one? Or was it earlier than that? Earlier?
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
no, it was October,
autumn-y one.
Because the first one that we did, was at the Grand Arcade, upstairs in the unit there, but it was part of the Let's Go Circular Week.
Ah, yes.
So there was lots of other stuff going on there. But this time, it's just us, really, on our own there for the 2 days.
That's brilliant. And so you can really, you must have planned everything yourselves then without having to get kind of anyone else involved or check what they're doing. You can just do exactly what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I chose, you know, the collaborators, which is great, actually. We've got some really good people involved in that. But Grand Arcade themselves have been great as well. Julie, who was the marketing manager, I mean, they're so supportive. You know,
yeah, it is good to see them supporting independent businesses and using the spaces that they would not necessarily use otherwise. So I think it's a win-win, really, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, the October event was really well attended, as you know, Alex.
I know, but lovely fur coat. Fake fur,
You know, it was great. So, of course, we are bringing footfall in, and maybe people that might not necessarily come into Grand Arcade as well. So that's good. And Julie herself is very interested in all things sustainable. So she's really pushing that agenda.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's what all of you stand for, isn't it, in this room and everyone involved in the event. Now, Lucy, you're going to be doing a collaboration. You've started working with Jane for a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah, so we met a few months ago, didn't we? A few months ago for the first time. And so for this event, myself and Kath Goodwin
are your style coaches, for anyone that doesn't know that you
do this. Yes, so I'm a style coach. I do personal styling and I'm going to be there on Sunday. So we're offering very reasonably priced one-on-one styling sessions, 45 minutes, which can be pre-booked through Eventbrite, and the details will be on Jane's website, which is trashchic.co.uk, in the events section.
Yeah.
So I'll be there on Sunday, and on Saturday it'll be Kath Goodwin, who will also be offering style sessions in the same format. And so we'll be there, and you know, if we haven't got the sessions booked or in between the sessions, we'll be there if people want to come and speak to us. And it's very much a, you know, relaxed, friendly.
And I'm guessing if you don't really know what that involves, you can ask about that. You know, I mean, you can you can flex it to whatever people really want to know
about.
Really.
There's not a formula. You know, it's not like the styling session will be X, Y, Z. There's no formula. It's very much what the person coming is looking to do. It might be that they bring an item of clothing from their home that is just a mystery to them, why they'd never wear it, but they hold on to it for 10 years, or it's something they love and they don't know why. Or equally, it could be they're looking on Jane's racks and pick something and not 100% sure whether it's them or what they want, and then so we can do it around that kind of thing. It's all very personal to what that person wants to achieve from that session, really.
Brilliant. And moving on to that, Jane, you will have all your racks of lovely clothes, won't you? I presume you're getting those ready at the moment.
Oh, definitely, yes. I'll have 3 rails and load of jumpers as well, I think. May have a few accessories too. I've got a few nice bags there. So yes, as usual, it will be, you know, loads of sequins and quirky stuff, bright colours always.
And it always feels very bespoke, like you say, when you buy one of your, if you buy one of your pieces, you feel very special wearing them, because they are quite unique. Even you might have even done something, you know, just, you know, upcycled them slightly or changed them a little bit, like you say, adding patches or sequins or whatever.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everything's handpicked. I'm not going to Vintage Kilo sales and buying big bags of stuff and then just shoving it on the rail. You know, everything I've chosen, so it's something that I like as well. I don't want to sell clothes that I don't particularly like myself. And some things, yes, I've been customising some jackets and trousers, so that's good, but with patches and sequins and things like that.
Yeah, so it's coming, it'll be spring I mean, I'll say, so it's not really coming into summer, is it, at the end of March? But it is sort of much spring, but the weather is very changeable. So all of that, all the kind of weathers and all the clothes apply almost, don't they?
Well, I think so. And also, I think with pre-loved or second-hand, whatever you want to call it, I think if you see something you really like, then regardless of the season, buy it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you may not see it again. That's the thing. I mean, they are one-offs. I mean, it's interesting. I was just thinking yesterday, sometimes people, you know, have seen something, it's sold. Can you get me one of those?
No.
And, you know, you think that it would be available somewhere. But even when I'm searching, you know, I can't find another one. And yet, you know, these clothes are mass-produced. So they're out there somewhere, but, you know, where we don't know.
But you may not know how old they are or where they originated from. I mean, you have no idea, do you, when you're buying a pre-loved piece like
that? I mean,
that.
Sometimes you do, I guess, because of the labels. Yeah. You can kind of search back. But that means, you know, someone's got to have kept the label on and doesn't cut it off or whatever. And like you say, if you see something you like that, it's definitely worth getting it because you're going to wear it again and again and you're going to wear it different times, even if you're not going to wear it at that season, are you?
Well, exactly. And so many people, and what is really nice actually, you know, say to me that they get really great comments when they're wearing trash chic clothes for some reason, not their other clothes, you know. So that's music to my ears, because obviously what I don't want is that people buy stuff from my rails and then put it in their wardrobe and don't wear it, you know. I mean, that's not what it's about, really.
Right, that's true. And also, I'm thinking, you know, you're very much slow fashion, you know, and not fast fashion. So therefore, you wouldn't be buying things necessary for a season because that doesn't make sense, do it, you know. And next year, there's no point because I'm not going to have it. It won't be that fashion next spring or whatever. That's not how it works, really, is it?
Well, not really. I mean, I think, you know, if you're trying to sort of stay, I don't know, so-called on trend, I mean, that's very,
I don't
very
even know
difficult.
What that is anymore.
Very difficult. Well, exactly, you know, what is it? Because there's so many different styles out there that you can wear and also mix and match things as well.
Yeah, and layering, I was thinking. Yes. And also, you know, going back to what Lucy's saying, you find your own style, don't you, as the years go on, and you do that. Now, Mandy, you're here because yours is slightly different. People won't be wearing necessarily what you do, but you have a lovely business as well. So what do you do, Mandy?
Thank you. Yes, the reason why Jane and I kind of connect is we understand that it's not just about your wardrobe, it's about dressing for your home as well and dressing up your space to make you feel good, like you put a beautiful coat on and make yourself feel really fancy.
Sorry, Mandy, you need to turn towards me when you're speaking.
Fill your house with lovely things.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and think about not going to the big Swedish store, perhaps, to source everything and have a look out there. And we at Knapp House Design encourage people to sometimes take what they've got already or have a look out in thrift stores, antique shops and things like that, and just buy beautiful things that are already on the planet. Maybe they'll need a little bit of zhuzh and a bit of painting or a bit of polishing to make them really lovely to maybe fit your home, but to make people think about their surroundings a bit more and make them feel good in their homes.
And you often do that zhuzhing for people, don't you? You know, you'll find nice things and then people can buy them, because some people think, oh, I can't be doing, I'm not an artist, I can't do that. But I know it doesn't take that, but sometimes to see it how it should, how, you know, you've imagined it is a good help for people, isn't
it? Yeah, I think so. We're more than happy to share how we do it and know that people probably won't.
yeah, exactly. So I always have the good intentions.
That's fine, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just nice to have a bit of a go.
Yeah.
So we might find an old chair that's a bit cronky, but do you think, you know, that actually has got a bit of life in it? I could add reupholster it very simply, make the frame a different colour and just make it look amazing again, and give it another life.
Yeah, I mean, it breaks my heart when you go to some of these auctions and see lots of this furniture. You can get such good deals if you want to think about just reusing it, repurposing or things. So much furniture goes for ridiculously low prices because they can't get rid of it now, can they?
No.
It's not fair.
Or you take my husband to the auction and he gets excited about a chair and then he puts his hand up and I'm looking at him and I'm like, you've bought bought the wrong one.
Oh. Yeah, maybe not so good in that sense.
But even that one turned out brilliantly. And we teased him a little bit about it, but we've recovered it and now it looks beautiful again.
Exactly. So, and just isn't that lovely to give them all new homes and love them all over again as well? I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. I think the thing is, a lot of people just don't have the time really to be sourcing the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the main issue for many people. I mean, I know loads of people who they're in the charity shops all the time and they do create their own style, you know, whether it's clothing or whether it's interiors. But I think, you know, as Mandy will attest, you know, it you don't pick something up every time you go out, you know, and you can sometimes have weeks can go by where you don't find anything that's any good.
And that's the same for both of you. That's with clothing as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's the time it takes to find the gems.
Yeah, which is what you know. That's what you do.
That's
you know,
what we love. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're good at.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also a vision, isn't there, when you look at a piece, whether it's a piece of clothing or a piece of furniture, and having that vision from, oh, that's what it looks like at the moment. How can I put it together? A piece of clothing. How can I create an outfit from that with that piece of furniture? You know, you have that vision, Mandy, of like you're creating from that to that, and when people see the after photos, but not everybody might think they have that vision.
Yeah, yeah,
and just give it a go.
And I mean, if you look on television now, it's awash with of things, you know, money for nothing and make do and all these, which I watch all of those religiously.
Yeah, so do we. We call it homework.
Well, but they come up with some great ideas. But I like watching them and then seeing the finished product. So the fact that people, you know, that's what businesses are about, doing that for you is great. And the, you know, I'm sure you're watching Interior Design Masters last night as well.
Last night, absolutely hooked. And weren't they totally adventurous? All
yes,
of them?
And I feel that they were much better than some of the ones have been in the past, where you're like, oh, I don't think I'd go with that. There was a few that were a bit, maybe not for me, but again, just shows what people can create from a bare room, and they take their vision. And they had this bit which they haven't had before. I'm sorry, I think everyone, if you haven't seen Interior Design Masters, you definitely should. BBC One, and it started last night, new series, and it is a competition at the end of the day. But they had a rummage room, which I don't think they've had before.
No,
and so they were allowed to take one piece from any of this stuff in there, and they could reuse it in a different way. And some of them were, again, so inventive with what they did. I was very happy. I really enjoyed that programme. So yeah, it's all about, like you say, having a vision and being able to not think of it. It's like when you go into a house that you're going to buy, you don't have to think of it as how it is there. You have to sort of have to think through that and how it is, which a lot of people can't do, and that's fine. But that's what you do.
But that's what we do.
Well, that's what,
and it's really fun.
Yeah.
And so we're also bringing, as a family, some lovely collectibles and things, because we feel quite passionately about mid-century kind of home accessories and antiques and that kind of thing. And we're magpies. And we'll be bringing some of those things along and hopefully giving some ideas to people how they can kind of cheer up a dull spot in their house with something lovely, but not break the bank.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
We also need to mention that Susan Widlake will be there as well, Millhouse Millinery, and she makes hats and upcycles old hats. So again,
wonderful.
Still all part of the sustainable.
So she's saying that if you bring a hat to her, she can make it different, or does she just use upcycled materials?
Well, both.
Both.
Both, actually, yeah. So what she's going to be doing is she's going to have a sort of pick and mix. So she'll have hat bases there, or fascinators, or, you know, any type of headwear, I think. And then a range of trims, so people can choose the base and then, you know, pick the trims they want to go on it, and then she can make it up for them.
Wonderful.
So that'd be nice.
And anything else? I mean, there's a fizz.
Well, the Bubbly Bandits,
yeah,
of course,
just checking, checking.
Our lovely Gabby and the Bandits will be there with their Italian sparkling wine, so we're all looking forward to that.
Oh,
we are.
Yes.
So details of the event then. What time is it on from? Is it?
So it's the 23rd and the 24th of March. It starts at 10 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. And finishes at 6.
On both days?
On both days.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, so long window of opportunity for people to get there.
Yeah, yeah. And if they want to book in, is it just the styling sessions to book in, or is it other things?
No, just the styling sessions.
Okay, that's
everything
easy.
Else, just come along.
And see.
It's free. We are upstairs. You have to go up the escalator by the Costa Coffee.
Right.
And then when you get to the top of the escalator, turn left and we're a few units down there.
Lovely.
So,
and tell us what your website is again for people to have a look at it and also to book if they do want to.
Trashchic.co.uk.
That's very easy. Thank you very much and have a great weekend, and I hope to get along through it at some point.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.